transition. The county government of Nakuru has launched electric motorbikes as part of transition to electric mobility towards reducing the carbon footprint. The devolved units administration has indicated that it is keen to support the national government's plan to phase out over 2 million fuel-powered motorcycles as Kenya ushers in the era of e-mobility motorcycles. County Executive Committee Member, CECM, for Roads, Transport, and Public Works Engineer Michael Kamau disclosed that with 8 charging stations operational and 2 others under construction, Nakuru is firmly on the path to embrace eco-friendly mobility. For Kenya to achieve low carbon emissions, we need efficient technologies in the transport industry. The electric motorcycles will help in curbing indiscipline and improve safety in the transport system as they have speed limits, stated Engineer Kamau. He added, this e-boda-boda cannot exceed 90 km per hour. This is to tame reckless drivers and save lives. Engineer Kamau added that the county has partnered with various stakeholders to shape policies around e-mobility, further solidifying Nakuru's dedication to sustainable transport solutions. The CECM, who was accompanied by City Manager Gitau Thabanja, Chief Officers Samuel Ndegwa, Infrastructure, Bernard Sang, Trade, and Nakuru Boda Boda Association spokesman Stephen Wanda, said the motorcycles cannot be stolen because they can be monitored from remote location and can be switched off remotely if stolen. The e-mobility sector that we are introducing in Nakuru will have traceability. If somebody tries to steal this motorbike, it can be switched off, he said. Engineer Kamau said that the e-mobility bikes will be affordable to Boda Boda operators, saying a bike will cost around ₱160,000. He said the Boda Boda operators have been charged exorbitantly in the past by players in the industry, with some paying as much as ₱300,000 for the fuel-powered motorcycles. The CECM further said the operators will save on fuel costs as the charging costs will not be as high as the cost of fuel. Engineer Kamau noted that the sector, despite being a major last-mile transportation of cargo and people, is riddled with over 3,000 deaths annually. He said the e-mobility motorbikes are equipped with speed governors and dash cameras to monitor and regulate speeding. The Boda Boda sector has been a sector with a lot of accidents, recording 3,000 deaths annually. We shall regulate the speed to ensure the safety of riders and their passengers, he added. The motorcycles have been manufactured by Arkride, an electric motorcycle manufacturer with a presence in Rwanda, Uganda, Tanzania and now Kenya. According to Arkride, the e-Boda Bodas are only charged once at night. The bikes can reach a top speed of 90 km per hour, carry loads up to 250 kg, and cover a range of 90 km. The riders will also be allowed to swap their depleted batteries for fully charged ones at Arkride's electric bike battery swapping centers. According to City Manager Thabanja, the initiative aims to accelerate e-mobility adoption, empower youth and lower the operational cost in the Boda Boda industry. Boda Boda operators have been complaining of the ever-increasing cost of fuel. Some of the electric motorbikes that were launched in Nakuru by the county government and Arkride Kenya Pictures, Anwale. Thabanja says these new motorcycles will cushion the Boda Boda industry from high fuel prices. He underscored the significant contribution of e-mobility to environmental conservation, adding that electric motorbikes would significantly reduce noise pollution while enhancing Nakuru's commitment to eco-friendly practices. The latest e-mobility study by Strathmore University shows a single petrol bike emits 4.2 tons of carbon gas every year, meaning that the 2 million Boda Boda industry, which brings ₱1 billion to Kenya's economy, erodes the returns by generating at least 8.4 million tons of carbon. Generally, the transport sector contributes a massive 20% of total greenhouse emissions in the country. Thabanja indicated that the number of electric vehicles and motorcycles registered in Kenya increased by more than 5 times last year as more corporations and individuals migrated to clean mobility. Data from the Energy and Petroleum Regulatory Authority, EPRA, shows that the National Transport and Safety Authority, NTSA, registered a record 2,694 electric vehicles, EVs, in 2023, marking a significant increase from 475 units the previous year. It is also more than the cumulative number of EVs that had been previously registered in Kenya. The total number of EVs registered in Kenya by 2023 stood at 3,753. The Chief Executive Officer of Arkride, Joseph Hurstcroft, said Kenya was one of the countries in Africa with the largest potential market for electric motorbikes, a situation which is attracting international firms to set up local assembly plants, thereby creating employment opportunities and improving the country's gross domestic product. Kenya's energy mix is very favorable to support e-mobility, with nearly 90% of the country's energy coming from renewables, said Mr. Hurst Croft. The Climate Smart Investor appreciated the opportunity for Kenya and other developing countries in the continent to transition towards cutting-edge electric motor technologies, aligning with the progressive advancements seen in host nations. He wondered why Kenya and other developing countries in the continent continue to import old fuel combative motor technology that is not used in host nations. Although more investors in e-mobility are coming to Africa as the demand grows, the CEO noted that a clear policy direction targeting quality standards is important. He said some new entrants may flood the market with substandard products, a move likely to slow down the transition, which is actively supported by President William Ruto's government.